We got Austin Tolley playing piano for us.
Roll right back. Embarrassing to me. she said is I read this card over and over again.
Jesus, one, tell me about Jesus. She's the one who taught me to sing. She deserves an armful of roses. She set aside a handful of me.
She's always known what true love means, and I want her to know what she means to me.
Say much more after I can.
We're a blessed church. And I know the parents are very proud of it. I've seen one trying to tape and tears running down her eyes and trying to tape. And I hope they got it successful, but that, they're a blessing with that. I want to thank Austin. He played the piano for us this morning. I see this week Austin's going to WVU. He's going to be playing in the band up there. He made the band. We also got another one right here. If I'm not mistaken, we're going to be directing the band, right, Rob? On Saturdays, you look for Alyssa out there on that field. The Mountaineers are playing this year. She'll be out there, and we can say that's one of gold tips.
Yeah.
That's one of gold tips. Proud of it. All right. Anybody got testimony? Well, we'll praise the mother.
Lord.
Amen.
May God bless and have a happy and blessed day for all these mothers. But not his church of the church, but you know what? It's all right. He's still looking out at me. He knows what's going on.
Yes.
I had so many that love me and praise. That's why I'm here today. Remember us in prayer, our military, and all the mothers all over. It's not even in church. Bless them. Can't be here. Heart goes out for them. To remember our kids, in order to get them in soon. Okay? That's thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to do something else. Hope we don't get in trouble, but I want all the mothers to stand.
Amen.
And this guy's giving them a big old hand.
Hard for a lot of women, for whatever. whatever their reason may be, and I was thinking about Pam this morning. This is her first Mother's Day without her mom. I've been there and done that too. But you know what? My God's grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
He has carried me through the loss of my mother, the infertility years before he finally blessed me with two wonderful boys. And if I just didn't stand up this morning and say anything else but praise his name, that's what it's about for me today.
Amen.
And I just want any mother that's sitting here or any young woman sitting here who's facing what I went through to know that they are in my prayers this day, because it's a hard day for some. And Pam's one of them, and these mothers that haven't been blessed with children yet. But you know what? God's ways aren't our ways. And we'll just trust and believe in him. He'll bring it all about in his way. He knows what's best for us.
Amen.
Pam, can I get the message?
Bless you.
Bless you, brother. Bless you, God.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, folks.
Saved 75 years.
Yeah.
If anybody knows that lady, knows how special she is to everybody. Just not her kid, but she'll take you in as her step. Lord bless him, Moses. Lord bless him, Chuck. If you think God can't take care of us,
right. Yeah.
Give him a living in you.
Yeah. give him a whole new heart.
Yeah.
And look at him.
Right.
Go ahead, Mark.
Bless you.
Everybody that's got a mother, love them.
Right.
Bless them.
I have never had a mother's love.
Bless you.
I was living at home when I was a little girl, very little girl. I've never had a mother's love.
Bless you.
So if you've got a mother, you love her.
Yeah.
But I've always told my kids, if you've got a mother, you love her, you take care of her. And I've had two of the best kids, and they love their children just like I love them. Because there's nothing like a mother's love.
Yeah.
And when you lose your mother, lost everything.
Bless you. Bless you.
That's what I wanted to say. Just love your mother.
Yeah. Bless you.
Bless you. Amen. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Eddie, while he's coming, I don't want to hold nothing up.
Bless you, Timmy.
We'll put this on me.
Bless you, Timmy.
But John 19, we try to figure out this mother's love. Is it something special, or is it just the way things are? Well, I can tell you in John 19 what Christ said as he hung up on the cross. It was this important, that mother's love. I can't see it now because I'm blurred. Give me a minute. But it said in John 19, I believe it says in verse 26, I believe, when Jesus therefore saw his mother, he's on the cross, and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to his disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. He took care of his mother, because that bond, that special bond that a mother has for her children, that's a gift from God in itself.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share it.
Amen. Bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have all the mothers. Stan asked at the beginning of our service, and I didn't pick it all up, but I remember there used to be a black fella. He's a councilman. And he'd say, It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? You tell someone, one of these radio stations, we know where they are today, right here in the house of the Lord.
Right.
Yeah. It's good to have you. It's got to have you. I thought when they were talking about their mothers, I grew up very poor. And 9 children. I got to go home to visit with my parents for their 50th. And it was just an honor. I'm probably second from the oldest brothers, but I'm probably the one that cries the most. And have you thought, children, have you thought, I'm going to the 31st chapter of Proverbs, and I want to use it for just a little while. I enjoyed these kids. And Meredith, I don't know what you told them. I don't know why you set them there. But when they were looking at the flowers, they were looking at me like, I said, I don't know. But there's still some flowers there. Okay? So they were asking me. I didn't know who got them. If you want to, I'll take one. But anyway, Proverbs 31. Let me start with the 28th person. It's good to have a full crowd, and I appreciate it. Father, we thank you. Another beautiful morning you've given us. For the blessings of this past week and for the honor to be in your house. Thank you, Lord God, for these children that are being brought and taught and worked with, Lord. And Father, I ask your blessings upon every mother that's with us and those that couldn't be here and those that have passed on. May we not forget them, Lord. Help us, our Father, for a while with the Word of God, that I'll just get out of the way and let, Lord God, you speak through me. They'll listen to you, Lord God, but our Father, may you use me as your mouthpiece. We bless you and we praise you in Christ's name. Amen. 31st chapter. And I want to start with almost the latter part of that verse, or that chapter rather. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he prays at her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou hast excelled them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. This is Mother's Day. We'd like to give credit to Anna Jarvis and Grafton. But before that day was picked and honored, we've had some others, mothers in the Word of God. And since the time I began to realize the importance of my mother, I wasn't an ideal child. I was rebellious, mean, but yet my mother saw through all that through love. Seven sons, and when there was any fault in our homes and our marriages, it wasn't us. It's those girls that we married. It's those guys that they married, you see. But that was my mother. I'm sure yours was the same. Have you thought, before I get started, have you thought of how many tears and how many hours, how many worrisome times that you and me and all of us as children have brought to our mothers and dads? But I want to focus on the mothers. Fathers is coming up, and God will give them a responsibility. But now, the government has changed a lot of things about motherhood. I'm not going to get into that, but I don't agree with it. If you want to find the word tells you how to raise and to honor and to obey, don't listen to what they're telling you, you see. You listen for the instructions that's in the Word of God. Her children call her blessed. And according to the Word of God, she ought to be a virtuous woman. You know, see, that has also changed. Have a noble character. And be trustworthy. Yeah. That's not according to what they're telling me. It's according to what the Word of God says. And for her family, for her community, for her friends, she needs to set the example that she wants the very best. Get education, sure. Get a good job, sure. But through it all, make sure that you bring them up as a God-fearing individual. I was forced to go to church. I hated it. That's me. But you know what? The Lord used even those days of hatred that I heard the word of God through a country preacher that I didn't want to hear, didn't even like him. And if I didn't stay for preaching, I'd have to walk 5 miles home, and I wasn't about to walk. So I stayed and endured it. But you know, a mother that's trustworthy, that seeks good and not evil, and listen, according to the word of God, her candle does not go out. Her light shines. There's beauty in serving the Lord, no matter what they're telling you. I said it about my mother. I said, she's an old fogey. She's just living in other times. But you know what? My mother, I don't know. But anything I do wrong, she'd always catch up with me. And I thought, who told her? Who squealed on me? But it was seemed like she had eyes in the front and in the back, you see. And my mother wasn't a Christian for the longest of times. But she wanted the very best for her children. I went to school with clothes that I thought wasn't presentable. But it was the best that my mother could give us, you see. But her candle went not out. And she's not afraid of the snow. You know what? Today we think it's wrong. But she was thinking of the purity. And that, dear heart, I told my children. I told them, and Vicky probably was the one that rebelled the most. I said, honey, what's your name? Not only the Mendez name, but the name of the king that we represent. The one that we need to honor, not through lips, but through actions in our life. And I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. Beyond all those faults that I found on my children, God gave us good children. Maybe not without fault, not without sin, not without failure, but good children. And praise the Lord, I did not ever have children in my home. As far as my family, and it's been in my family, and it was in my family, that they never did get into the drug scene. That is really prevalent in our nation today. I'll tell you what, we need to strive for purity through the word of God. I'm not going to take and set the standard, but the word of God, dear heart, gives us, dear heart, the standard for a pure and righteous life. Then he said, clothed with scarlet. Hey. The best thing that we can do for our children, the greatest thing that we can do for our children, is make sure that they're covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. It takes the blood in the world that we live in, because the word of God says without the remission, without the blood, there's no, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. That's it. It's just, I couldn't get it together, you see. But moms, as much as you may not think so, when they spoke, they were very wise and full of wisdom and knowledge, your heart, and kindness. And her beauty, you see, maybe you were ashamed to take them home. My dad had a drinking problem, and I didn't want my friends to even know it. My mother never had that drinking problem, but I want to tell you this. My mother had, and she wasn't perfect. My mother was, on the inside, was her beauty. She worked hard, and I thought of doing this, and I thought, no, they probably wouldn't want to hear. I thought of even getting some pictures of your mother's, my mother's, mother's hands. How fragile and how wrinkled that they are. The hard work that they had to do. The things that they had to endure. But I want to tell you, her beauty started, that's where it had to start. You see, cosmetics is really into it. Now, you need to get your wrinkles and you need to look this and look to this, you know. And I think Charlie mentioned it, dear heart, just about wives. But Charlie, forgive me, I disagree with you. Because men are just as bad. Oh, no. Yes, they are. Hey. Put it on. Smell good. That's good. That, I'm not against that, you know. I'm not against that. But I want to tell you, her works praise her. Do you realize, children, when you get into mischievous and sin and alcohol and drugs and all that, you know what you're doing? You're bringing a reproach to your mother and to your dad, to your household. I wouldn't want children, friends of mine. They weren't good, but I didn't even want them to come to my house because of what was going on in my home. With my father arguing and fighting my mother. I'm glad I've learned from the Lord. And the change is not education. It's not your heart, the school. But it was the Word of God that has changed my life. And it's still doing it. It's still challenging me. I was challenged in this revival more than I've been challenged in a long time by the Word of God. You know what? Her works praise her. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. And then, listen. Do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember coming home late at night? Didn't want your mom to see you like the condition, but she was praying behind closed doors. Lifting you up to the Heavenly Father, wondering about her wondering children. You see, we had restrictions. We had a curfew in my home, but I found ways to get around it. I'd stay with my friends so they didn't know that I was out half the night. But mother never, never, never failed to pray. When she came to the saving knowledge, she wanted us the best. You want the best for your children. You want them to have the best education. You want them to have the best of clothing. You want them to have the best of schooling. And there's nothing wrong with that. But listen, folks. The world. Education is not teaching what the Word of God should be taught in universities and in high schools. They're getting more and more away. So we as parents, we as mothers need to pray and pray without ceasing. I can't pray long, preacher. You can pray. You can pray. You can pray. And mothers, huh? Mother's Day, her children call her blessed. You know why? You know why? Her priority was her family and God and her husband. That's the way it ought to be. You see, my wife and I got married very young. Did I pray about it? Probably not. Honestly, you know. Sometimes we let the flesh control. We didn't do anything, so don't even get any ideas about that. Okay? Yeah. But you know, the flesh is weak. Yeah. And, oh, so that preacher didn't bother me. Don't lie. I think the flesh is weak, and you know. But I want you to know, Mom's priorities was for her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was my mother's priority after she got saved. And even Mom criticized me some because of me getting converted in West Virginia. Not for that, but she thought that I was on the wrong doctrine, you see. But listen, when you serve the Lord, He'll lead you right. He won't let your heart get out of tune too much. He'll tune you up. And He does that to us, dear heart. But based her life, her standard, not on Hollywood, but on the Word of God, you see. I heard about a little boy talking to another little boy, and he said, "Hey, Pete," said, "Who's your mama?" And he told him, he said, "Oh, ain't that great?" He said, "She was my mama last week, last year." So, you know, the world's rampant with sin, divorce, and all this. And I'm not going to go into that, but I want to tell you, if you base your life on the Word of God, the infallible truth, and not on what Hollywood's telling you, I can guarantee you, bless God, that God does hear and answer prayer. Amen. Her husband called her blessed. When you find a wife, and I've been married 60-some years, it's not perfect. And I tell these young kids here that I talk to at church, you know. I said, I've been married 60-some years to the same wife, you know. But this is what I tell them. We've got along real well. They look at me strange. Said, yeah, I get the last word in.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, dear.
Amen.
Yes, dear. Yeah. Have we had arguments? Yes. But the good thing about having arguments, it's great making up.
Yeah.
Amen. Her husband called her blessed. Yeah. She's not the old lady. Yeah. She's not the old hag. She's your wife.
Amen.
And you need to honor her, you see, as your wife. She's the mother of your children.
Yeah.
He said, you know that one, when Vicky was born, we went to the hospital and they had to take her with tools to get her away from her mother. And I said to her mother and her grandma, well, Rosalie couldn't hardly speak, but I said to her mom, I said, boy, she's ugly. And I got an answer real fast from her mom. He said, what do you expect? Look at you. You know what? I don't know how long it's been, and I'll just throw this in right now. After, and I know some of you have your families over for dinner every Sunday. That's wonderful. I delight, and it's been a while since I've had all my family together and all my family out west together. But I hunger for that. We didn't practice it in our home growing up, but I hunger for that. But I want to say this before I get away from that thought. I want you to take your mom out for dinner. Not McDonald's, not Burger King. A good dinner. I said, now, preacher, she's already got it fixed. Well, give her a break. I'm going to get in trouble, but forgive me. Yeah, yeah. He exercised, husband exercised the privilege of having an honorable wife and has respect for her. Amen. I've never, I made a mistake. Yeah, when Vicki was born, and I said, how you doing, mother? She said, I'm not your mother, I'm your wife. So I never said mother anymore to her. If you do, that's fine, you see. But dad, let your children see the affection for your wife so they can take that to their families. We become too cold, too indifferent. Well, she knows it. Tell her once in a while. Men don't hardly like to say, I love you, and I'm one of those. I'm one of those. I don't know whether it's the way I was brought up, but it needs to be said to your wives. Honor her. Love her. Show your affection towards her. And respect her. Lift her up to the Lord in prayer. You see, if you'll do that, and he works together, see, it's not 50-50, it's 100-100 to each other. That's the way it ought to be, you see. Well, another one said, someone said one time, you know what? Said, I'm the head of my house. Have you heard that? Well, then I heard an answer to that. That's good. You're the head of the house, but she's the neck, and she turns it. You see. Mama and Papa need to build their house in this world on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. The one that is the glue, the one that can keep us together, the one that can help us to have a successful marriage in this universe. Now, I had some friends that were of another faith, and someone had told them that they could go to Utah. Because if they went to Utah and got married, repeat their vows, that there, then when they come home, they can live together in heaven. That's not according to the word of God. They can live together in heaven, but not as husband and wife. That's what the word of God says. Now, I don't even want to go into that, but dear heart, remember, her husband calls her blessed. Her church family calls her blessed. Every church needs these mothers with respect. Now, don't look for a lot of faults, but we need to look at her as one of those sound wives that are part of the pillar of the church. Look at her as God would have her to appear to you. Her faith showing Timothy and Lois raised a young man that was a powerful giant after Paul's ministry. Timothy was there. It was a lot of heart. Is there a lot of? Sure it is. There's a lot of heartaches, a lot of disappointments. I said, but you know what? We need to give our mothers. And I'm just going to throw this in. I don't know what happened. And a lot of things have changed at Gold Town. But we used to have mother's banquets. I don't know what happened. Well, as a preacher, you ain't helped us. I know it. And I'll confess. Used to be that we'd give them flowers. Well, we can't afford it. Don't kid me. I'm here. I see the finances. Amen. The old song says, just a rose will do. We need to honor them. They give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gate. That's according to the 34th chapter, you see. As I close my remarks, when your mom, your sister, your wife leaves, she can leave a legacy. I hear a lot of people say, oh, when you mention the name, you said, oh, she was always so bitter, such a grouch. We don't have to be that way. Now, we're all guilty. But when she leaves this world, she needs to leave a legacy. Where the song says, precious memories. Good memories. I remember, and I've tried to see all the good things about my mother, though I found a lot of faults growing up. We all did. My oldest brother, he ain't right. He never was a Christian. He still isn't. But he used to say to me, and I rebuked him. He said, the reason we're like we are, brother, he said, it's mom. I said, cut it out. The reason we are like we are is because Satan and sin. That's what it is. Satan and sin. You see. But when she leaves you, I pray that she'll be a legacy. And she should be honored every day. A woman of noble character is worth more than rubies. Not just go to church, but have a relationship with that man called Jesus. That they would know that she'd been to Calvary. And it'll be in your heart, alive at the funeral, that speaks for itself. I praise the Lord, but we have those kind of women. As I close, the last verse of that chapter, the 31st chapter, listen to it. Reward her for what she's done. She's worthy of praise from her family. She is. Mom, make sure today that you tell her you love her and appreciate her. She wanted the very best for you. And you know what? The very best is Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. For these mothers, Lord, that are with us at Gold Town. We thank you, our Father, for the witnesses they've been to the community, to their homes, to their neighbors. Our Father, we pray, you'd help us, Lord God, that our lives would be measured, our Father, by your word. Not perfect. Father, we have faults and failures. But I thank you, Lord God, that love, love, love can cover a multitude of sin. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Stand with us.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. the guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall saints and angels. Song.
Bow your heads if you would. I don't want to leave the service without giving an invitation. I don't know hearts, and I have my hands full checking on myself through the Lord and the Holy Spirit and the Word. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I want to ask you a question. No one's looking. But if there's one here that would like to know Christ, not Gold Town, not membership, but a relationship, and you couldn't make that move this morning, would you raise your hand right where you're at? We're going to pray for you. Father, we thank you for the service this morning, for all these mothers, Lord, that are very precious. Give us our Father, mothers that will bring their children in the ways of the Lord. Our Father, that we would realize that there's no other name that we can introduce them to, Lord, that'll give them salvation. Dismiss us, Lord, but not from your presence. Father, bring us back at the next appointed service. In Christ's name, amen. You're excused. Thank you.